part of those first years I was there, I was travelling around to disaster areas. I mean, I think at the time you're there, probably you just carry on doing the work because there's so much to do and people are working long hours, and the nurses and the doctors had incredible stamina and strength, amazing people. I think I found when I came home, I was very angry about it all. Probably been angry with God, angry with, you know, this is happening and what could we do about it? I suppose that turned over time into more action rather than just plain anger. But still, I can feel that sense of the unfairness, the waste of life of it all. And all of that was really not an easy thing to cope with, but was happening in those places, not just there, in other parts of the world as well. I remember going once to Bangladesh. It was because there'd been terrific floods there. That must have been in the late 80s. Huge numbers of people were involved in providing food for people who'd been, their homes had been washed away. And Oxfam were at the forefront of that. I remember I was there one occasion and they were making in the bottom of the Oxfam office chapatis and molasses on an industrial scale in a very small space. And I remember going into that room and feeling an overwhelming presence of God there. And I'd have been in tears. But fortunately, there was a lot of oil and a lot of heat and everybody was in tears. So it worked quite well, really, not to be too English, and you know, but it was okay. But that presence of God, I remember being there, and this is what's happening. This is the response. Whether it was a Muslim God or a Christian God didn't really make a lot of difference. And these chapatis were being taken out to boats and they were going up the river. And then one day I went up the river and met some of the people who were receiving them, and we had a translator with us, so two of us went. They just were very vulnerable, lost everything, lost their home, their family. And there was one woman I remember talking to who was just so grateful and just didn't know what to do. And I felt there, and in other Muslim countries sometimes, that I've got more in common there with people than I have here. It's a very strange mixture, that faith is a everyday topic, or people are aware of faith in a much more obvious way, perhaps, than people in the UK would be.